USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Many are worried what's going to happen to American sovereignty when Title 42 ends at 1 minute before midnight tonight. Jonathan Lyons on Fox News this morning is the Yuma County Supervisor in Arizona. He describes what he sees.
There's been a lot of crying children, as you can imagine. I'm sure that they've had long journeys, and they are expediting the processing of the family units. But here it seems as if people are coming across in a respectful manner, lining up as they are processed and their pictures are taken, and they are loading up into buses.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will hold a press briefing in Washington this afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern. Later this afternoon, President Biden will talk about his claim of historic conservation actions that have been enacted by the Biden-Harris administration. The celebration speech will be from the Rose Garden. A suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American Natalie Holloway in Aruba is being extradited from a prison in Peru on an unrelated murder charge to the United States.
Zoran Vandersloot is serving a 28-year prison sentence in Peru for the killing of a woman over a decade ago, but has long remained a suspect in the vanishing of Holloway, who went missing in Aruba in 2005. He was arrested but never convicted in her disappearance. In 2010, Vandersloot was charged in Alabama with two federal counts involving extortion and wire fraud, revolving around a promise that the location of Holloway's remains and details of her death would be revealed. Prosecutors say the location he said the remains were at was a lie. I'm Skip Kelly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, speaking from Japan today, says it was legally questionable whether the Biden administration could rely on the 14th Amendment to effectively ignore the debt limit. The 14th Amendment states that American debt authorized by law shall not be questioned. USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump says the dissolution of Title 42 will be disastrous.
He made the comments during his appearance on CNN's town hall event in New Hampshire Wednesday.
Tomorrow is going to be a day of infamy. You're going to have millions of people pouring into our country right now at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
He also said the people who want Title 42 to end are destroying the country, and migrants are massing at the border now, trying to cross into this country or preparing to when Title 42 dissolves. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation did not comply with the House Oversight Committee's subpoena. The committee wants to see an FBI document that a whistleblower alleged described as criminal schemes involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to an exchange of money for a policy decision. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said the whistleblower alleged the document includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed as well as its purpose. End quote. The FBI response says they are committed to working to provide the committee information necessary for your legitimate oversight interests, while also protecting executive branch confidentiality. An earthquake shook Japan's capital, Tokyo, and surrounding areas today, injuring several people and causing minor damage. The quake had a 5.4 magnitude, and its epicenter was Chiba Prefecture, southeast of Tokyo. No tsunami warning was issued. Lance Pry, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.